Our number one Fran, fantastic for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAO, ACA, GA, PA, SLA, SLA, ACR, RR, MM, DRA, HA, PA. Did I already say PA?
I said PA.
PA.
Yep.
The NRA. Don't forget PA.
NHA.
The NHA, the CFL, you know, Canadian Football League. Yeah, you know. And don't forget, we don't speak for PA. Welcome to Recovery 101.
H-A.
My name is... Huh?
Or H-A.
Or H-A. Yeah, yeah, no, we don't speak for H-A either. Or na-na-na-na-na. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always, with...
Shelly.
And Mark.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Yeah, that wasn't quite... I didn't quite get the word there. Sweet.
Dude.
So, Shelly, how's your day?
Fine, thanks. How was yours?
Mine was fantabulous, but that's going to be a short part of the show if that's all we get from you.
I did the same thing I did every Sunday. I went, got up, went to church, I sang, I came home.
You're speaking Castilian for a second there. You said the first, you were doing the little lisp thing. Thip, 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 thip.
Okay.
Okay. So, Mark, let me try and pull some teeth with you for a second. How was your day?
Fine.
Okay, then.
My day was good.
Well, it's time for the boozy news.
Yeah, my day was good. I woke up early because, you know.
After, because you had an extra hour of sleep.
Yeah. So actually I didn't. I just woke up an hour earlier than I usually do. And, which was cool. There was a 6:30 a.m. football game on this morning.
Really?
Yep.
Who the heck plays football at 6:30 in the morning?
The two NFL teams that went to London.
Oh.
Oh.
I was going to say, somebody's either back east or something. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Oh, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Why are we recording so early in the day? Because I know we fell back an hour. That doesn't account for the 5 hours the show's fallen back.
Because I got one of my family members is doing a special dinner tonight for the dinner, so it was going to run a little long, and so I thought
so you would have been
we might
late.
Do this first, yeah. Otherwise, we'd been recording starting at 8 or something like that. So
probably a good idea.
Yeah. Now you guys can go over to X2O and play Candy Crush.
No, I'm going to be teaching her how to, I'm going to be teaching Shelly how to upload shows.
Really? That's funny, because I was going to be making the curtains for your man cave.
Oh.
You mean my birthday present?
Potato, potato.
Bruce has two birthdays coming up this week.
Yes. Do.
No friends.
I'm pretty sure he's going to make it.
I'm pretty sure I'll make the one. I don't know. Shelly's got that look in her eyes today. I might not make the other one.
Well, we'll see.
You heard the Bill Cosby thing. And fire shot from her eyes.
Yeah, I know.
Eye sockets.
So.
There are eggs in cake. It's breakfast. No one will get that. You want to tell that story so that people know what we're
Everyone
talking
will
about,
get that.
Shelly?
Eggs and milk?
Yeah.
There's eggs and milk.
You want to... Tell the listening audience so they'll know what we're talking about.
They could go on YouTube and look up.
I think they all know there's eggs and milk
cake for breakfast.
That's right.
And get the whole routine.
Right.
And then and who does it? So
Bill Cosby.
Okay. There's eggs and milk and flour and sedatives.
And sedatives. Nutrition. Chocolate cake for breakfast. If you guys have never heard, let me make this in an easier way. If you guys have never heard chocolate cake for breakfast, it's a Bill Cosby skit. You can look it up on YouTube. It's very, very funny. I won't segment it out and try and make you guess how to get there. You know what that means?
What's this
it's
mean?
Time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze. That was awesome, dudes, I must say.
It was. We were flexing our dudes.
Fran thinks we have nice dudes. And she has said so before.
She came across the country to see them.
She, a couple of times. A
couple of times.
Okay, we have shout-outs to Dakota, Bill, Natalie, Georgette, John, Carol, Randy, Elizabeth, Karen, Stryker, and Phil K.
Right.
Phil.
Our first story is actually a hero of the week, so dust off the spiders.
Can I have the one without the spider webs in it?
Bill sent this out. It's the hero of the week. That was actually pretty good. The hero of the week.
With kazoos. It's hard not to be good with kazoos.
The hero of the week is Spencer Stone. He's a U.S. Airman First Class. Well, he was. He was one of the three men. The other one was. The other two were Anthony Sadler and Alex Scarlatos. Blah. I couldn't read it because all the words were crammed together in my copy.
What did they do?
They took down a gunman who tried on a high-speed French train, who tried to kill a bunch of people with an AK-47, and no shots were fired. Nobody got hurt. The three of them took him down. The guy also had a knife, and he sliced Airman Stone's neck open.
The story from like.
Yeah,
a
but
month
the
and a half
update
ago?
Of
is
this,
an update? Okay.
The reason why he's the hero of the week this week uh-huh. is because he was, within 1 minute, promoted two times for his heroic actions at that event. He is now a staff sergeant. He went up two grades. So we are saying congratulations, awesome. And it was well-deserved promotion.
He's a hero of every week.
Yes.
Well, the fact that you started out saying it was an airman to start with.
Yeah, and then
makes him a hero in my book. Anybody that serves is a hero in my book. We actually give discounts for people that serve in the military at my store.
As you should.
Bill sent this next story in. Bill with his...
Bill, and thank you, Bill, so much for my birthday gift you sent me.
Yes.
I did thank him already, but this is a secondary thank you.
He, you know, Bill is the king of studies.
He
sends
is.
Us the
yes,
studies.
Yes, he is.
Another study.
Professor Bill.
This one, I don't know that this is a stupid study, but researchers have found at Oxford University, they did a study. They found that adults, because of the way technology is these days, that adults have fewer friends and especially fewer close friends that they can talk over important issues with than they did before. We're not bonding as much as we used to. So the study took several activities, group activities or individual activities, enrolled the participants in these activities to see at the end of the 6 month period which ones had bonded more with their fellow participants.
Were any of these activities sex related? I'll bet they bonded well.
No.
Oh.
They were things like creative writing classes, craft classes, art classes, things like that, you know. Sporting activities, stuff like that. They found that, interestingly enough, the activity that far and away caused the closest amount and most amount of bonding between adults
gaming?
Was group singing.
Oh.
Choral singing.
Mm. I thought it was going to be gaming.
No. The theory, what they're going with at this point in the study, is that singing involves muscular effort, which triggers the release of certain enzymes that make you happier and more willing to cooperate in the group.
Oh.
Huh. Yeah, I was going to say art, probably not a good one for that, because art is...
pretty quiet.
In most cases, a fairly solitary activity.
Right, but that was the whole point of doing different activities to see, because they're all in a group when they're doing it, but... after the activity was over or before, or did they make friendship bonds outside of that, or, you know, that kind of thing.
Did they explain why this has happened over the years?
I wonder if they did group gaming.
Part of the article talked about, you know, with technology, we're not interacting face-to-face as much as we used to.
That's the big part, because
I
got to tell you, as far as making friends go, I have a good 8-10 friends that I consider to be close. Bruce has 5,000 friends on Facebook.
Yeah, but Bruce probably got 25 friends I consider to be pretty close. Some of them are from Facebook.
Yeah, I have. I have.
Actually, Bill Piper, Fran, they're from Facebook. Robert Menzies. There's a lot of people from Facebook who are listeners to the show that we've gotten pretty close to.
How much time do you spend with them a week?
Online?
No.
Well,
in person.
They're certainly not flying down here. It's
in
like
person.
You're, like if you have a really good friend, like your sponsor who live back east, you call him a good friend, but you spend zero time
right.
with him a week.
But I had spent a lot of time with him going into things. It's not like we continue to online relationship. I think the online relationships is what makes the difference in this study.
Yeah, there's
this is
more
time
in
together.
Between people. Well, and I think, I don't know if we did it in a Boozy News story or if it was one of the ones I skipped or I read an article, or it might have just been an article I read where they were talking about relationships between teenagers now as opposed to 25 years ago.
They're non-existent.
They're not. They're a lot more surface than they used to be. They don't know as much about each other, and yet they will sit in the same room with each other and text each other.
Yeah.
But they don't talk to each other as much as they used
to. You're not supposed to talk in the classroom.
No. We're talking about like just...
Oh.
My kids texted each other at the dinner table.
Yeah.
Well, that's because they wanted to say shit they didn't want you to hear.
Well, I'm sure.
that started, I'll have you know, that started in the corporate community with Blackberries where people wanted to talk shit about who's ever running the meeting, but they didn't want anyone else to know.
Yep.
So they'd text it to somebody else in the room. God, I hated Blackberries. It was horrible at typing on those. And those had a pretty good-sized keyboard on it compared with phones.
Bill sent this story. Most of the stories today actually are
it's
either
Bill Day.
It's Bill Day. Last week it was Elizabeth Day.
Yeah.
Today is Bill Day, and the other half were me. So I think there's a Phil story in there somewhere. An American scholar, Jeffrey Miller, he is the assistant professor of English at Montclair State University in New Jersey. He was doing what do they call it when you take a sabbatical to go and work on crap?
Sabbatical.
But it's like his research, like a research fellowship or whatever. Oh. He was doing it at Cambridge College
Time
in the
off.
UK, and
vacay with pay.
Discovered what they now believe to be discovered in the Cambridge College Library, what they believe to be the earliest known draft of the King James Bible, that was tucked into they call it a notebook, but back then it was like a big bound book with like a blank book that professors would write into, or, you know, that kind of, but back then it was a big, huge book.
Uh-huh.
And these pages were tucked into this book.
Uh-huh.
And when he was going through the book for his research project, found the pages, and it took him a while to realize exactly what he was looking at. And it kind of is interesting because we don't have a lot of pieces of the original working manuscripts for the translation for the King James Bible. We have like bits and parts here and there that are attributed to different people. And for a long time, they thought that the King James Bible had most of it had been done by one committee or one group of people. But now they're thinking that that may not be true, that King James himself may have actually said, okay, you work on this part, you work on this part. And that's why we don't have one cohesive first draft. Why we only have pieces.
Well, that makes sense. You would break it up amongst other people.
Yeah. I'm surprised it wasn't chiseled into stone tablets.
And actually,
Kensington stone.
A lot of people don't like KJV because they think that it's difficult to understand. And when they look at all of the bits of the first draft together, they're realizing that perhaps it was written to be spoken because, you know, church services back then, most people couldn't read. Mm-hmm. So it was all spoken.
To people who think that, I tell them, I think thou doth protest too greatly.
They do. I just thought it was interesting because I like the King James Version myself, and it's true. If you read it out loud, it's like Shakespeare. It sounds a lot better. It's more easily understood when it's out loud rather than when you read it.
Have you ever heard of the Kensington Stone? Do you know what that is? I watched a documentary on it the other day on the Discovery Channel, and some guy in the 1800s is plowing his field. And he digs up this stone, which isn't a small stone. I mean, it's like half a door panel. I mean, it's a big, giant stone. And it has on it what looked to be Templar-type carvings, like old European carvings used by the Templar Order. But this guy digs it up in the 1800s in his field, which is very strange because there's a lot of contention about this stone. But guys that are like geologists look at the rock and say, That's got wearing of the lettering and everything from where it's been carved out. That's got wearing that's consistent with it being 1,000 years old or whatever. And but it's found in, like, I'm going to say it's Minnesota.
Oh.
Yeah. So, interesting bit. If you guys ever want to see anything weird, go look that up. Very strange. Kind of gets rid of the whole Columbus thing. Of course, Leif Erikson's sort of got rid of the Columbus thing, too.
Columbus still came.
Oh, no, he came. He just didn't find.
He wasn't first.
He it's wasn't okay. first.
He wasn't even second.
He still hasn't found.
Probably wasn't even.
He still hasn't found what he was looking for.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. He was
still lost.
An idiot. He would have never found that the way he went. Yeah. Would have taken him a long boat ride.
Yep.
This next one is a PSA from Bill.
Professor, I'm going to start calling him Professor Bill because he's got the PSAs. He's got the studies.
A new study that, and apparently I've cut off part of the article because I don't see where it's from. New study done has found that women who are struggling to conceive should try doing yoga because the stretching and breathing exercises reduce stress and assist with ovulation.
Bill, did you do a study on this?
Watching women do yoga does wonders for me.
I'm wondering if Bill fixed up a test for this. Did you get funding for this, Bill?
Well, yeah, and the thing is, I'm thinking, you know, this is not news. Why did they do another study about yoga? Because the whole yoga stress reliever thing is not new.
No.
Have they ever studied it in context of ovulation before?
Well, maybe not.
Leave it to Bill to find string yoga and sex together.
He's not the first to ever do that.
Well, no, I know. Matter of fact, I saw this porn movie. I didn't actually watch the porn, but I saw the name of one online, and it was called Drilled in Yoga Pants. And I thought, huh. And I must admit, I thought about watching it. I did, but I didn't watch
it. How was it?
I didn't watch it. I thought about it, though.
Okay.
Because yoga pants, whoever invented those things, it was a guy for sure.
All right, Bill sent this story in, too, from South Carolina. Not Bill was from mm-hmm. South Carolina. The story's from South Carolina.
Yeah, I was going to say, Bill's traveling.
Yeah. 33-year-old victim, and they did not put her name in the story, nor did they put the suspect's name in the story, probably because the suspect turned out to be a teenager. She was at home. There were three separate knocks on her door Friday morning.
Knock, 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 or knock, knock,
knock,
and
then
come back
there was,
later,
yeah,
knock,
and then,
knock,
yeah,
again.
And then they came back later. Finally,
just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah,
so
the
she
third
just
time.
She didn't answer the door
she
the first
didn't answer
two times.
Yeah.
Oh, that's rude.
She finally goes down, opens the door, and there is a man standing in front of the door holding a knife and forced his way into her home.
Can I add something in here?
What?
So the door knocks. She doesn't answer.
The door doesn't knock. Somebody knocked on the door.
Somebody knocks on the door. She doesn't answer.
Right.
Yes.
Somebody knocks on the door. She doesn't answer.
Right.
Why did she answer it the third time?
Because she probably got sick of listening to people knocking.
Well, I got to ask. The first guy knocked to say, hey, you need to know there's a guy with a knife out here on the street.
Yeah.
So don't come to your door. Second guy was a cop telling her, stay inside and don't answer your door.
Because we can't find the guy
right.
with the knife.
You know?
Well,
I'm just saying.
So he forced his way into the home. He punched her in the face several times and dragged her to her bedroom. He attempted to take off her clothes and then forced his... She kneed him in the groin. And
Ow.
Then he said, okay, now you're going to die. And then for some reason thought it was a really good idea to try to kiss her. And he shoved his tongue in her mouth, whereupon she bit it off.
Sure.
Yeah.
She spit it out on the way while he's screaming and rolling around. She ran out, managed to get into her car and drive.
How the hell is he going to testify?
Well, here's what gets me. So she's on the way. She's running out to her car to get away to get help. She spits the tongue out. She goes out. She goes to a convenience store to call for help.
I made sure I spit the tongue out in the dirt.
They found his tongue near the crime scene, along with the knife he used to threaten her. They bagged it, put it on ice for reattachment later.
That's why I would have spit it in dirt.
Yeah.
Now, the kid, the teenager in question, who now has no tongue, went home, whereupon his mother discovered him bleeding profusely and unable to speak. So she called 911 and said, my son is missing his tongue. Please hurry and come and help. I don't know what's going on.
They did.
The son ran off and went to Waffle House, where he was apprehended. Why did he run to Waffle House? I don't know.
Because waffles are always good.
It doesn't say in the story.
Waffles are always good. Although it's hard to taste them when you have no taste buds.
Yeah.
It doesn't say why he went to Waffle House. That makes no sense.
Waffle House tastes the same every time. So as long as you've been there before, you know what it tastes like.
I don't know.
Ran to Waffle House. Yeah.
Pasadena, California, baby. Yeah.
Okay. Finally, this one. Phil sent this one in. The story was published in a Cincinnati paper, probably the Inquirer. But the story itself actually takes place in Hawaii. American scientist John Halliday, John Halliday and Noah Sewell have discovered a rare fungus that gives women spontaneous orgasms when they smell it.
How much of this have you bought, Shelley?
None, but I'm booking a flight, let me tell you. The fungus is called tropical dictaphora.
Dictaphora.
Now the botanists say that they had heard rumors of this rare mushroom, and decided to go and check it out. So they went on a flora and fauna
and
crawl through Hawaii.
It's in Hawaii.
It's in Hawaii.
Did your sister find any of this when she was there?
I don't know, but she really wants to go back to Hawaii. So now I got a question.
Yup.
So when they found this rumored mushroom, they decided to do an impromptu small trial. So they got 20 men and 16 women together and asked them to smell the mushroom. Across the board, every single man who smelled it said it smelled disgusting, made them sick to their stomach. It was horrible. All of the women who smelled the mushroom
squirted,
became extremely sexually aroused. Six of them actually had spontaneous orgasms. I don't know what it smells like to guys, but apparently it smells awesome to
women.
Is
this purchasable?
It does not say in the story.
There's a huge market for this, I'm thinking.
Is this the cum mushroom?
Yeah.
The study noted, results, I'm quoting here, results suggest that the hormone-like compounds present in the volatile portion of the spore mass may have some similarity to human neurotransmitters released during sexual activity.
And that's only from smelling it. They don't
yes.
have to eat it
you
or
anything.
You
don't have to do anything. You just smell it.
So you could put this into an aerosol, walk through a restaurant somewhere, and the entire restaurant's like When Harry Met Sally, but for real.
Yeah.
I don't know how feasible that is, but I like the way you're thinking.
That would be awesome. Can you imagine?
It's a rare mushroom, so, I mean, I doubt there's a ton of this around.
They did a very funny thing of that on Saturday Night Live recently, where they had all the girls, and they're sitting in the chair where Meg Ryan was, where she fakes having an orgasm in the restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And all the girls are trying it out at the table, and the one gal, the one black gal, they all look over, and they're like, come on, do it. And she's like, I don't want to. And she's like, they're like, just pretend it's like you're actually having sex. And she's like, come on, Leon. And she, oh, my God, it was so funny. It was freaking hilarious. You got to watch it. It's on YouTube.
I'll do this last one really quick because it's short. Bill sent this in Fairbanks, Alaska. A man whose legal name is actually Santa Claus is running for city council of Fairbanks.
Got my vote.
This Mr. Claus.
He's not the first politician people think are going to give him everything for free.
No one filed for office during the open period. However, he is, so there's nobody running, basically. So he has now launched a write-in campaign for the office of city council.
Wait, is he the only one running then?
Yeah. So he's going to win.
Launch a letter-writing campaign. Dude, you get one vote, you win.
Yeah. His driver's license and his legal name are actually Santa Claus, and he is also the former president of the North Pole Chamber of Commerce. I didn't know there was one, but apparently there is.
See? Santa Claus is real.
And Fairbanks, not very close to the North Pole.
Closer than we are.
Well, yeah, but isn't there a North Pole, Alaska, a city town?
Oh, there might be.
Yeah, a city called North Pole, Alaska, I think there is.
There probably is.
And that, my excellent friends, is the end of the boozy news.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
Looking for a new mattress? Not sure where to go or how to start? Want to make sure you get the best mattress for your money and one that will give you years of sleeping pleasure? There's only one answer, and that is Dreamland Discount Mattress in Covina. At Dreamland, Bruce and his dedicated team will ensure that you find the right mattress at the right price that will give you years of sleeping comfort. Dreamland Discount Mattress offers a wide range of options, styles, and choices, all at up to 80% off. Want to hear what many of their customers are saying about them? Check them out on Yelp to learn why you should become a satisfied customer of Dreamland Discount Mattress, too. Go by and visit them at 1007 North Azusa Avenue in Covina, or give them a call at 626-331-8044. And remember, at Dreamland Discount Mattress, prices are always up to 80% off.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
We're back.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to the same old place that you laughed about. We hope you're laughing with us instead of at us. But if you're laughing at us, that's okay,
it's
too.
Okay.
So, Shelly.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry about being involved with the show. You have a topic.
It wasn't my topic. It was Mark's topic. He suggested it.
Well, I just thought we'd see if you'd remember what it was.
Yeah, other addictions. He just said it 2 minutes ago.
Okay.
Okay.
So how would you like to approach that, Shelley?
I don't have a plan of attack because it wasn't my topic to begin with, number one. Number two, my skin is falling off my body. I have to ameliorate this right this second. I'm sure you guys can, you know, talk amongst yourselves for 2 minutes.
Of course we can.
So, Mark.
Yes.
What do you think she's doing over here?
Ameliorating.
Ameliorating?
Yeah, some people call it putting lotion on, but...
You know what? Huh? She's just like Miss Earhart, isn't she?
Amelia?
I know it's not the same thing, but it's close. It's a pun intended. So, how do you want to approach it, Mark? Other addictions.
Well,
you certainly.
So I was sitting here.
At least some of us have them.
So I was sitting here when I first got here, and a topic kind of came up and a conversation started.
That it did.
Amongst the parents here.
That it did.
And you guys need to watch that because you're scaring the children.
Yeah, that it did.
And the conversation kind of evolved into the amount of work put into this show on a weekly, daily basis, and what things people seem
to be... What other things people do that interfere with
like other things in life, like living life and things like that.
Yes. It's similar to what they were talking about on the study earlier.
Yes.
Things happening either online or in games or in this or in that,
right,
and how it affects other,
right,
things.
And Bruce seemed a bit miffed about having to adjust his game schedule.
Yes.
Just the fact that we were discussing just the fact that he has a game schedule was disturbing enough in this, but having to adjust his game schedule to do the work on this show that he most generously does. And I asked the question, how many hours a day do you average in playing various online games? He said 2 hours a day.
Shelly rolled her
eyes. I helped Shelly back up onto her chair. And so I just kind of brought up maybe we should discuss other addictions on this show.
Yes, but when we actually talked about which games, remember, the 2 hours, and I went, it was actually more like 5 or 6. And he agreed to that. 5 or 6 hours a day.
Right. But only 2 hours on Candy Crush.
Well, some of this...
A day.
Be advised.
Uh-huh.
Some of my game time,
uh-huh,
is when I am at coffee, and it's Shelly and I. Uh-huh. Shelly has headphones on because she's listening to a book while she's playing a game.
Uh-huh.
So I get some game time in there.
Uh-huh.
Some game time I do before I play or before I do show stuff. Usually I do game time after I ping.
Okay.
Because I have to have the pinging done by midnight for the show.
Okay.
So, yes, do I go from midnight to 3 a lot of times playing in addition to what I did other times? I do.
Okay.
Yes.
I've got the redirect. Now,
Jane,
you
ignorant slut.
No, we call it a rebut. We don't call it a redirect.
Yeah. Rebut.
When we're at coffee and he's playing his games on his Kindle or on his tablet. The reason I started listening to my headphones and playing a game myself was because he was playing a game. And I'm sitting there going, okay, then I guess I should be doing something myself. Now, he also plays the game. Yeah, it is true. Because I never used to listen to my books until he's over here making faces. I never used to listen to my books while we were up there until
before.
You started doing that. And I realized that I had to have something else to do because you were not listening
to.
Not at coffee when I was with you until I started doing things because you were playing your games. Then, when it's just, that's when it's just the two of us. When there are more people at the table, I take off my headphones and I have conversations with our other friends that are at the table.
Uh-huh.
And Bruce plays his game.
She normally takes off one earphone.
No, I usually take off my whole headphone. If I have one on, one off, that's because I'm listening to a different music than than there is at coffee. But I'm still talking to people. There's a reason why we have a joke called the Quiet Riot joke.
Yeah.
Because one evening, one of our friends and I were talking about something, the band Quiet Riot, because we've been to the concert.
Uh-huh.
And we talked about the concert, blah, blah, blah. Bruce is playing his game, didn't say a word. Because he's checked out and not paying attention to us.
Yeah, well, I wasn't part of that conversation, so.
Yes, you were. You were sitting there. We were talking about an event that you and I went to because he asked us how it was.
I thought he asked you.
Okay.
15 minutes later, after Mark, or the other Mark, and I had moved on to a totally different topic, Bruce lifts his head and says, Quiet Riot. And we both stared. I'm like, dude, that was 15, 20 minutes ago.
And what did I say? I know.
So what was the point of that?
It was to initiate a thing.
Initiate what thing? We were having a totally different conversation.
Let me give you an example. You weren't paying
any attention. You weren't participatory
in
the conversation.
Want me to give the example because
you can give your example
thing.
In a minute. Quiet Riot. He's totally checked out when we're up at COD. There could be 6, 7 people at the table, and he'll be sitting there playing his game, and the rest of us are all talking.
I talk to everybody there.
Once in a while, you'll throw out a statement in a vague sort of way, and then go right back to your game.
Mark's just sitting over here. Should we just let her roll for a while?
No, go ahead.
Go ahead. It's your show.
Oh, now he's mad at me because I've stated the truth.
I'm not mad at all. I'm actually quite positive and non-negative today.
Go ahead.
Defend
your life.
You ever have, when you were young, did you ever create terms for things? Like when you're sitting around, like we made up a whole bunch of different phrases and things for a lot of different things.
Like what?
The Whippet. We used to have a thing called the Whippet. We saw this dog one time, world champion frisbee catching dog.
Ashley Whippet.
His name's Ashley Whippet,
yep.
Right? So we decided that anything that was really great, you know, some people would say, oh, that's bitchin' or that's cool or that's bad. Or we would say that's the Whippet. So we'd be like, I got the Whippet buds, man. That was a Whippet party last night. That chick's got the Whippet ass. So everything was the Whippet. Then we had things like the stoner terms. I got baked. I got cooked. I got buzzed. So I do Quiet Riot, and suddenly I am, like, in trouble for that somehow. I came up with the term, Quiet Riot.
Honey, the way the term came about is not a positive thing.
I came up with it.
Ooh.
But it's not positive. It's like, because you're not,
I didn't
you're
say
not,
it was
like,
necessarily
fully
positive. I'm saying I came up with it.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
You've coined a new term.
I coined another Iron Maiden. That's when there's a complete conversation. Shelly's part of the conversation. And then a few minutes later, we ask her about it, and it's like it never happened.
No, that's
and
not
that's
where
the
that
same
came from.
Other Mark that's involved in that we talk about.
No, that's not where that came from. Where that came from was we had a complete conversation. I said, blah, blah, blah. You said, blah, blah, blah. We agreed on something. I go away. I come back 2 hours later. I proceed to behave as though the conversation didn't happen because I forgot about it. It's not like we're all sitting at a table together having
this
conversation.
Iron Maiden is completely forgetting a conversation.
And Iron Maiden is, that's a stupid name because it's not even in the context of anything that actually happened.
Well, yeah, you know why it is? because it's like Quiet Riot, but much more intense.
Well, no, because I acknowledge that it happened.
Anyone that knows Iron Maiden would say they're much more intense.
No, because I acknowledge that the conversation happened and I was participatory. It's just at the moment that I was doing what I was doing, I had forgotten about it. And then when I was reminded, I was like, ah, crap. Yes, that's right. We did talk about that.
Hey, Mark, do you want to be in this show at all?
Well, no, it's interesting that an hour ago, this conversation kind of started up around me asking you about how much time you spend playing games on a daily basis.
Yes.
You threw out a real low ball number. Shelley objected to it, and this,
well, I thought it would be a
and
low,
this ensued.
I thought
now,
it would be a low.
I brought
ball
it up again. I brought it up again. I brought
I
it up again 45 minutes later, and the same but different conversation broke out between the two of you.
Yes. Now, let me throw this out for a quick moment.
Go ahead.
Be it known that a couple of days ago, when I had forgotten to put up a show, because I Quiet Rioted, I forgot, or I Iron Maidened it, I forgot it.
Uh-huh.
I forgot to do it. Even though Shelley reminded me, I forgot to do it. I made amends. I did a ninth step on it. I made amends. Since that time, not only did I put up a reboot of another show that we did that was a Halloween show for Halloween, I actually did another show, put the other show up. So now that's all been done.
Uh-huh.
And yet, the conversation continues. Now, and I know in a few weeks we'll be talking about step 9, because it doesn't matter if the other person accepts your amends. It only matters that you did them.
That's fine.
And I did.
I didn't say that I didn't accept. I accept your amends every time you make that. I'm just waiting for the time that the amend actually is followed up by action.
Ooh.
Because you keep apologizing for the same thing and then doing it again.
So when I made the amends and then I posted the show, that wasn't follow through? And then you were going to edit another show.
Because it's going to happen again in a month.
I'd post another show if there was another one edited.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that it happens repeatedly. It has happened repeatedly for the last 6-8 months. And every time you apologize, I say, okay, you post the show, and then it happens again.
I will let everyone know, because Shelley has certain days a week, apparently, that she does shows. She told me, Tuesday and Thursday.
Or Wednesday and Friday.
Apparently, she doesn't have set days, but she has days.
They're always one day apart from each other.
The good thing is, Shelley is asked to learn how to post shows so that we know that every Tuesday and Thursday, or every Wednesday and Friday, without fail, there will be shows.
I would love to learn to post the show, because then I wouldn't have to keep reminding you, and you could sit out here and Candy Crush to your little heart's content until 4 or 5 in the morning, which is what usually happens every night anyway. And then we don't have to have this argument.
We won't even get into Fish World.
No. Oh, let's get into Fish World.
How many years have you been playing it?
I've been playing Fish World for 5.5 years.
How much total time have you put into it?
Total time, I don't know, but it usually comes out to, I would average it.
Now?
I would average it. If you take into account the beginning when I was playing when I wasn't working, and, no, I was working then.
Yeah.
And then today, if you average it out, I might spend 45 minutes a day playing.
So, almost an hour a day times 365 times 5. That's how many hours you put into Fish World.
Yeah.
So from off-air to on-air, you went from 10 minutes a day to 45 minutes a day.
Yeah, you sure did.
Well, now it's 10 minutes a day.
Okay.
But if you're averaging it out, because before I used to play it a lot more.
Right.
That's why I added the more
I
minutes.
Now you Fish World like a gentleman.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Okay, 45 minutes a day compared to 6 hours? Yeah. 5 or 6 hours? Please.
He's playing something right now.
Yeah, but I admit it. No, actually, I'm looking up the calculator.
Oh, he wants to calculate. So let's calculate out how many hours you do your games.
We're not talking about me right now. We're talking about you and Fish World. So we got.
I figure if I had to listen to this for 30 straight minutes before we went on the air, I was going to make you listen to it for 30 minutes.
The whole
we came
point
on
of this
air.
Is other addictions.
So
we all develop other addictions.
Shelley spent 1,825 hours on the game she hardly ever plays.
Okay.
So we can multiply that by at least 5 for him.
Yeah, but I admit that.
I just admitted it, too.
I totally get it.
However, my Fish World addiction is not interfering with my daily life. And his gaming addiction does.
Wait, when we brought up
we
about
need
doing,
to have an intervention, people.
When we brought up about doing something for the show, you both got very defensive about your time.
No, I don't care. Here's the thing that I think, here's what I find the funniest. there are days that I don't play Candy Crush Soda at all. You know why?
Why?
Because I maxed it out.
And
there are no
other
there
games.
Are no new levels. Right. There was times before when I played Candy Crush. I think I quit that at some freaking annoying thing like 1,000 levels.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I play a lot of other games. If you wanted to just talk Candy Crush, my amount of time would be significantly reduced.
Let's talk about
because I also do like five other games.
Oh, yes. Let's talk about the fact that last night Bruce announced to me, and I was so proud, that he is currently the worldwide champion of Angry Birds.
See, that's quite right. I'm number two.
Okay. He's number two in the world.
In the world.
On the Diamond League, on the Angry Birds tournaments, I'm number two in the world. If I could monetize this, and I got to tell you, yeah. I was watching on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what channel it was, like ESPN 75 or something. They had the world, I swear to God, because well, you know the way ESPN is. ESPN
right after the dodgeball tournament.
Yeah, ESPN will put freaking poker on now, you know, yeah. Like it's a sport.
On the Ocho.
So they had the world championships of this game called League of Legends.
Uh-huh.
Which is like another, if people are familiar with Dota, it's like that. So they had this Korean team that won $1 million.
And you could have beat them.
No.
He doesn't play that game. That's one of the few he doesn't play.
If you played that game, you'd be able to beat them in a year.
Nah, you know what? There's some games I'm very good at, and there's some uh-huh. games that I'm good at, but not world
champions. So there's no monetary value to Angry Birds.
Well, I don't know because I've never seen if there's anything.
You should check into that.
I should check into
that. That's
right. Wouldn't that be funny if we just retired because I'm playing Angry Birds?
That would be awesome. I would be all for that. In the meantime, I think we need to schedule an intervention.
You could go to the Angry Bird Finals in Glasgow.
I doubt they'd have it in Glasgow. You know where they had the other one? It was in Berlin. And they had it in a stadium that looked like looked like Madison Square Gardens or something, big indoor stadium, and it had these gigantic monitors on the wall. So everyone went there and watched monitors to watch these guys play. And they were charging like $50 to get in to watch these guys. And they had like 60-something thousand people in attendance.
Wow.
At $50 each to get in and watch it.
Wow.
So
they could afford to give away $1 million.
Yeah. Are we at any point going to talk about anything related to recovery with this?
Well, first we have to identify the issue.
Other addictions.
Well, yeah.
What's your other addiction, Mark?
Football.
Oh, I'd have to say sports. Right now. I'd have to say right now because Debbie gets a little. No, she doesn't get upset about it. She just agreed to it. She asked me what time I needed for myself. And I told her Mondays, Thursdays, and Sundays.
Because those are football days.
Because there's a Monday night football game, there's a Thursday night football game, and Sunday football's all day long. The only time I take away from Sunday football is to come here and do the show and go to dinner at my sister's house where the football game's actually on in the background. So
that's multitasking.
So the only people who get time with me on Sundays are you guys.
Let me ask you this.
We're special.
What if it's a time of year,
mm-hmm.
because there is a time of year, when baseball and football overlap?
Isn't that awesome?
And
yesterday.
And a wee bit of hockey, I think, overlaps as
well. Yesterday.
And possibly some basketball.
What was the last where are we in the World Series? Because I forgot to check the scores.
Kansas City's up 3-1. They play tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, they're gonna win.
But yesterday there was
weren't
hockey.
They a wild card team? Kansas City?
I don't know.
Somebody told me that. I don't know for sure.
But there was a World Series game. There was a full slate of basketball, a full slate of hockey, a full slate of college football.
And your head exploded.
And the Breeders' Cup, the horse racing championships of the year, were all yesterday.
Mark's a big sports guy.
So you didn't
it
leave the couch.
It was the greatest. No, I actually went to the hockey
game. He goes,
game.
It was the greatest single day of my life.
I actually went to the Kings game. So, but it was, but yeah, that's like the most exciting day of the year.
Now, let me ask you this. Average football game,
uh-huh.
How long?
3.5 hours.
3.5 hours. Average baseball game?
3 hours.
Unless you're not counting...
Yeah.
The first game of the World Series went 14 innings.
Yeah. 3 hours.
So, now, see, we're getting close to the time that if I submit all the time that he watches sports games, and you divide that by 7, and then you times that by 365, and his entire life.
Yeah.
That's a way more.
Oh, I watch a lot of sports.
Way more. Yeah. Now.
But I also I also cleaned the garage today. While
I'm also addicted.
Nice.
I'm also addicted to pinging the show, which is promoting the show worldwide. All over the place, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
To every country on the planet.
Yes, I know. We appreciate that.
Spend a good hour and a half to 2 hours a day doing that.
Letting people know we're here.
Yeah. So 14 hours a week plus a couple hours on Sunday. So 16 hours a week I put into the show.
Mm-hmm.
And that sometimes I lag on that a little bit.
But that helps up our sponsor money.
Yeah, well, of course, because of all the sponsors we have.
Is there something going on that I don't know about?
Oh, yeah. That's why we do this.
Oh, yeah. For all the money we make.
We don't have any sponsors.
Oh, that's right.
We do. We have
Dreamland Mattress. We have the 12-Step
Gazette Inland Empire. They put us in their book every week for all 400 subscribers that they have. And we put them on our show for our 9 million downloads. There's a little inequity there, but it's okay because I did it for Bruce, and I'll do it for anybody that does 12-Step Gazette. I don't care where you're from. We'll put you on the show if you put us in your magazine.
That's right.
So.
Then we got Dreamland Mattress.
We do. Well, Dreamland Mattress, 87.5 out of 5 stars review on Yelp. Southern California's best. They deliver from San Diego to Santa Barbara and to Barstow. We've gone as far north as Fresno.
Or anywhere else if you bring your checkbook.
Yeah. You got enough.
And there's the day when you're middle of recording phone call.
Yeah. Well, that's because that's my store calling.
That's because usually
we're never recording at this time of day.
Right.
Yeah.
So, then. Shelly.
What?
So, let me ask you.
Or Mark.
Other addictions. There's a lot of things that we like to do to help take up the void of time that would be there
when we were
that
getting
we
loaded.
Used to get loaded.
That's
are
absolutely
these,
true.
Are other addictions necessarily negative things?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they can be. Mm-hmm. I like to justify mine with.
I mean, you still basically shower every day.
Yeah. Well, and they have studies that will say that different types of puzzle games and things are good at staving off or helping with things like Alzheimer's.
It's not helping you.
Angry Birds was not a part of that study. That's not a puzzle
just
game.
Just because it wasn't.
Yet.
Yes, it is.
Yet.
Yes, it is. And so is Candy Crush. It's a puzzle game.
I believe they were talking about things like word searches and crosswords and Sudoku.
So they were only going with old school technology.
Well, no, people do those things online too.
I think that anything that you can do that gets your mind going and charges your mind with activity is probably a good thing.
I think anything I do that keeps me from snorting cocaine is a good thing.
That's true.
Well, I don't
know.
I used
to spend a fuck of a lot more time doing cocaine than I did doing anything I do now.
I don't have. I have to disagree with that because, you know, going on a 7-state mailbox knocking over spree would probably keep me from drinking, but it wouldn't necessarily be a good thing.
Well, if you got like addicted to it, where you like all you thought about was where you're going to go knock over your next mailboxes and stuff like that, that could be, you know.
I'll give you
dangerous.
An example, and this would be a good example.
Yes.
We look at us in the middle of active addiction. Mark, mm-hmm. You and I are blazing on cocaine.
Uh-huh.
You snorting, me probably slamming. The chances of us going and recording a show for 2 hours in the middle midst of that is what percentage?
Somewhere between zero and a little less than that.
Yeah. I was going to say, my chances are 0%. I might come to record and I'll be like, hang on, I got to go to the bathroom. And 3.5 hours later, when you guys are done recording, I'll come out and go, you guys ready yet? And that's because I've run out.
And it'll be 52 degrees out here. You'll be in a tank top and sweating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You guys will have the heaters on. Yeah.
And we'd have to close this door.
Well, yeah, because people might see.
Yeah.
And I'll spend all my time over at the window looking through the Mardi Gras curtains to see if somebody's outside looking in.
Remember that?
Mardi Gras curtains.
Remember that?
We got Mardi Gras curtains. Did you see?
Yes, I did.
You got more back here.
Awesome.
I have to explain the Mardi Gras curtains.
Okay.
Okay, so the rags that were hanging in the windows in the garage / studio had been there for a long time, and they were really gross. And I have to work in here every day now, and I was getting tired of looking at them, so I thought I'll get some fabric and make new curtains. I couldn't decide on a color fabric when we were at the fabric store, and I was getting impatient. So I said, you know what? I have some fabric at home I can't use because I was going to make a quilted bedspread with this. But then we changed the size of our bed, so I didn't have enough fabric. So it was just sitting there. I'm not exactly sure in what sort of sleep-deprived haze I bought this fabric in, but I did not realize exactly how extremely ugly it is.
It's very carnivalish.
Until I sewed the curtains together, and now it looks like Mardi Gras. These are Mardi Gras colors, and it's...
They're awesome.
Yeah.
Any problem with it? It matches the lavender wall.
They're a bit much. But it's better than the rags that were here, so I'm happy, you know?
Now, when we were talking about things that we do as opposed. So let's go with this one. Because we didn't talk about this. If we were to talk about between regular reading and audiobooks, how much time a day do you spend on regular reading or audiobooks on the average day?
18 hours.
18 hours
16
a day.
To 16 to 18 hours.
16 to 18 hours a day.
That's because I'm listening to books while I'm doing housework and while I'm doing my gifts and other things that I need to get done. I'm multitasking. I don't sit here with headphones on and just sit here.
Yeah, we don't do that.
You sit here with just headphones on. Almost every time I'm gaming, you put headphones on to listen to a book while you're playing your game where it spins around, you shoot things.
Oh, my shooting balls game? Yeah, but I only do that for a couple levels. And then I work on my gifts, which are the tools for which are currently spread out all over the table there. Because that's what I do. I'm making Christmas presents.
So you do 15 times 365 times how many years?
47 years. Well, no, I learned how to... Okay, 44 years, because I started reading when I was 3.
So, you spent a quarter of a million hours doing your other addiction.
That is awesome. I am so well-educated.
Yeah. I'm not sure you could put being a voracious reader as an addiction.
Why not?
Especially since I'm doing it while I'm doing other things.
Not always.
I actually haven't read a print book in probably a couple of months.
Yeah.
Because I've got too much crap. I've got too much crap to do, so I have to listen and do other things.
My addiction that's so horrible, which is my gaming addiction, is 47,450 hours. So you've got me beat. Your mind multiplied by 5.
Yes, but you've only been doing your little addiction for like 6 or 7 years.
Actually, and I counted that as 26 years. So you're right. If I take that down to 6 years, it's going to be down around.
Why did you only count that? Why did you count that as 26 years?
Since I've been sober. Well, and actually gaming has only been released since there's been internet gaming. So, you know what?
Yeah, so you're catching up with me pretty quick.
No, not even, no. No. Never happen. It'll never happen.
Well, you can point all the fingers you want. I don't care. I am multitasking, so it doesn't really count.
I do
count.
Want to
you
point know, out.
Denial is one of the issues.
Me or him?
Both.
Followed by agitation.
Oh no, she gets agitated. You should have heard her. Oh my God, she was throwing a raving nana on me about the show.
Well, you know,
that's what I said.
You
want
to
learn how to pose? That would be awesome because that would.
And I immediately said yes.
That would be one less thing that I would have to do. And then I sat and I
promote.
Well, and you know what? I went to post a show last night. I figured she'd come over and watch me. She was over there with her audiobook playing some game where she shoots balls at something.
I didn't realize you were actually doing the show because you didn't mention that you were posting the show at that moment. You didn't say, hey, I'm going to post the show. Come over here. I didn't realize you were doing it until the very first F word came out of your mouth. And that was the point when I realized that there was something wrong with Podomatic, and did not want to have any part of that until you were done.
I can't wait till the time that she has the F words. We have a peanut gallery, and the peanut gallery, who is also named Mark, is no stranger to this subject we're talking about. I guarantee it.
Yep.
So, Shelly,
you know how we talk about this show and we say it's like being at coffee after the meeting?
This is
exactly what it sounds
what
like.
We talk about at coffee. But Bruce wouldn't know that because
he's
playing a
game.
I was going
to say, Shelly claims this is what we would be talking about at coffee, but she says, I never talk at coffee. So there you go.
Yep.
So, Shelly, what would your final words on other addictions be?
If it's interfering with your life, then perhaps it's not necessarily good for your recovery. If it's not, carry on.
I'm good with that. Mark?
If it isn't going to kill you, just monitor closely.
Yeah, if it's not going to kill you, it's probably better.
Yeah.
My final words would be, in 5 days, I'll have 26 years sober. So apparently it's not interfering with my recovery, so I'm all good.
Okay.
But is it interfering with your life?
Apparently not. I'm having 26 years here. I've got a business.
Disconnect.
I've got a business. That pays for everything. I've got a t-shirt company that we're working on, and Shelly's working on doing the web pages for. I have another business that's slowly starting on the other side. I got kids that grew up and never see me get loaded. I got a house. I got a car. I got payments. I don't know. Is my life falling apart? I don't think so. So, Shelly.
Yes?
People listen to the show.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
I sincerely apologize for this episode.
Why?
This was hideous.
This was great.
I think it was fantastic.
Okay, so anyway,
I enjoyed it immensely just sitting here listening to you two.
That's why I had to include you in the conversation, because for a while there was going to be the Shelly show.
You asked me questions. What the hell?
We can get a two-hour show out of this, I'm sure, if I just keep throwing little things like that.
Yeah, we could go just a little bit longer.
Don't want me to participate in the show, don't ask me any questions, motherfucker.
Let me tell you, I guarantee.
She rolled the F word out.
I know she did. Yeah. It's okay.
Okay.
I guarantee that by the time we add in the commercial, the first jingle, and the
lead out
music, this will by far and away be the longest show in history on this show. If Shelly, remembers to add the stuff at the beginning.
It's not that I didn't remember to add it. The first time I saved that show, it saved raw. Something went kaflooey. So then when I went back to resave it, I somehow cut off
the music. So that you guys know, by the time this goes up, a couple of shows ago, you have listened to the show, and you will hear the show start, not with the jingle and not with the bell for class starting. You will hear me say, thank you to Brandon for that marvelous jingle. And you might wonder to yourself,
where did the jingle go?
There's already a comment on the page.
Yes.
What happened to
the jingle? Alert.
Yeah, jingle alert. What happened to the jingle? And so that would be because we forgot to put the jingle in. Did you leave that?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. I want to say it was Wendy, but I don't know that it was Wendy. It was somebody else. It was
somebody.
Maybe Natalie. It might have been Natalie.
There was other people that didn't notice at all, apparently, but somebody did.
So what was the question?
People listen,
listen
to, the,
to
show.
The show.
Oh, and I was apologizing for that. Any way that you listen to the show, we really appreciate it. But if you go to our website, recovery101.net, click on one of the shows, click like or permalink. You've just been counted. Thank you very much. If you are a member of Podomatic, if you are not, you can become a member. It is free.
Can
listen to old shows. You can click like and post topic suggestions and comments. You can put us on playlists for your dance party needs. And you can also follow us and you will get automatic updates when we post the show. If you are Facebook friendly, you can sign into Podomatic with the one-click Facebook sign-in. It will not spam your page, and then you won't have to deal with all that other bureaucratic doo-doo.
Sweet.
Dude. Sweet.
So there's we have some friends in the Inland Empire.
We do. You went backwards on this time.
I did. I sure did.
So we do, and you can go to 12stepgazette.com/IE. And you can read the Inland Empire Southern California version of the 12-Step Gazette.
Now, as Shelly mentioned earlier, if you are Facebook friendly, you can like the Recovery 101 radio show fan page on Facebook. You can join the Recovery 101 secret group.
Shit.
Now, Of course, since it's a secret group, it's a little more difficult to join because you'll never find it if you search for it. This is for people that want to stay anonymous online. You can find the Recovery 101 radio show fan page. If you join that, you can message us on there. We'll add you to the secret group. That's if you want to be a little more anonymous with your anonymous program online. You can also message Bill Piper. You can message Shelley Burnett or Bruce Burnett. Well, any of us can add you to the group as well. We have an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We clearly don't.
Ever.
Ever. And Shelley.
Some of us don't.
Who's the lead up music by?
Doug, Falling Down.
Doug, nice. Our good friend Doug. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
Looking up from the ground again. I never see this is how it ends. Where are you now, my God? Can you hear me as I cry? I'm too young, I'm not ready to die. Do you see? Time.